Hello, I'm so glad you're joining me today for this last program of the year at Glorious Living. It is going to be awesome. Welcome to Studio C right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. We have another great Glorious Living. Chrissy's here with me, and we have our special guest, Jesse Duplantis.
Here he is.
The Apostle of
Jesus. Here I come to save the day.
Here he is.
Well, you know, it's been a while since you've been here, so I'm so glad that you're here to see with me for the last program of the year, 2024.
Wow.
And we have so much we want to share and talk about, and we just thought we'd bring you in here. I see you got our new sweatshirt on.
Yeah, what do you think, ladies? Oh, hallelujah. Glory
to God. This is wonderful. I love it.
I'm not traveling right now because I'm resting myself, and I thought I'd wear my sweatshirt.
Yes, sir.
I like wearing my sweatshirt. I do it on broadcast television. I do it on
the Well, this is the new. This one's black. You've been wearing the green one.
Yeah,
this
I like the green. I like them all. I need a red one.
Wait, that could totally be doable.
Give me a red one, you know?
Yeah. If you're going to watch it, he's going to live in sweatshirts.
I'm going to live in these things, man.
And so he's got his shorts on, if you can see
on
the table.
Oh, yeah, I got my shorts on. Hey, I'm doing good.
He does that as high dress as Jesse every day unless he's preaching.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying myself. Glory to God.
Yeah, and you know, you can get your very own JDM sweatshirt at jdm.org.
There you go.
I can have one too?
Yes, you can have one. You can have one. I can too.
You know, we just come from Christmas, and Christmas been such a wonderful time? We've had great programs here on Glorious Living, but right now here we're closing out 2024. I'm excited about 2025 though, but I still want to think about all that God has done.
Amen.
And, you know, we had a busy year.
Tell
we traveled a lot of international. I think Chrissy has compiled it for me.
I have some really, really awesome stats for you. This was.
We need to celebrate
We do. We need to celebrate it, you know, together with God. We got the job done in 2024.
Amen.
And, you know, boss, Miss Kathy, you preached 300 anointed services in 101 cities and 6 nations this year.
Wow.
How amazing is that?
That's why this neck is sagging. You know, it's a lot of work.
But so many people were reached, lives were changed because we did that. I remember we went to the different nations. I remember going back to Scotland, England.
I love Scotland.
Went to Australia last year.
All over Australia. You know, Australia, you can take the continent of the United States and put it inside Australia.
That's amazing.
Australia's big, you know. Yeah. But the best stat, can I say it?
Yeah.
This year, we had 20 million people contact our ministry on social media.
20 million just in one year. Hallelujah.
Why? So we expanded our online presence because, you know, you wanted me to do that. This was Kathy's idea. And the ministry had received is amazing. Since January 2020 to the end of November 2024, because December is not quite yet.
We're going to get another report about December soon.
84 million people have contacted us.
I think we're increasing like 2 million every month. New. It keeps escalating. You know, what's a domino effect.
What is it? We're reaching people.
Changing lives.
That's a theme. Yes. Changing lives one soul at a time. One of the things that we have here. And that's what we do. You know, we just believe that, you know, and God said, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
And thank God for technology. We can do that now.
It's amazing.
You know, it's amazing. Right now, there's almost 8 billion people on the planet. And because of the internet and all the different things, the satellites that we got up there, we can preach to the whole planet. If everybody looks and tunes in 7 minutes.
Wow.
That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen in 10 years?
That's right.
Who knows, you know?
It's amazing.
It truly is.
And every time that we post something, people comment, they share, and they tell about how they're being blessed, how they're growing and getting stronger.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I love getting people born again, and we see that happening a lot of times, but I think it's important to continually feed people so they stay in that place of victory.
Amen.
So they realize how they can live a glorious life.
Yes.
Well, you know, so many people ask me, and I don't know if they ask you because, you know, I look a lot older than you do, but just when you're going
to
retire and all
that
kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's good.
When you're going to retire. You know, I don't think I'll ever retire. I mean, I could. I mean, as far as retiring, me and Kathy could have retired 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, go to Hawaii and just suffer for Jesus the rest of our life, and that's a wonderful thing. But I mean, you know, we eat, live, and breathe this ministry.
Come on.
Right.
You know, it's not a job and it's not a career. It's a calling.
That's Amen. Right.
And it's amazing to me how many, and I don't mean this to be critical, but just to be truthful, how many ministers that I started with were just looking, couldn't wait to retire. I don't know if they enjoyed their ministry. I don't know. You know, well, why you
want to
quit?
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't understand it.
I don't understand it. And I'm not being critical of it, but I just enjoy being saved every day. I enjoy anything God tells me to do, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial. Now, some things he says that makes me think. I go, whew, you really want to do it that way? Yeah. And but it's so wonderful to
I know you especially enjoy coming on Glorious Living.
Oh, yeah.
That's his favorite.
We try to get you in here once a month, but your schedule's so packed, and we haven't been able to do that, but it's been a while. But I'm so glad you're back here today.
When's the last time I was here? You know,
it's been a few months.
Several months.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, we got to change that in 2025.
We have some ideas.
Let us know if you enjoy having Jesse on our Glorious Living, because I know that that'll help me.
Let's do something if you want to arm wrestle.
No, I want Chrissy to read. No, read a testimony.
I have a great one. Yes, and you were talking about reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. And what I love so much about JDM, the ministry, it's so personal. You know, reaching people right where they are, all for the glory of God. And this is actually from social media. This is one of the 84 million that have been touched through the ministry.
Praise God.
It says, I love your uplifting sermons. JDM has given me hope and joy to lift me when I'm down. I love Jesus, and I'm gaining strength through your sermons. Praise be to God for you, Jesse and Kathy. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to know your word through JDM. I'm believing that all things work together for good, and I'm believing that out of these changes in my life, greater goodness will come. That's awesome, because we serve a good God. People need to know.
Let me tell that person that scripture in Romans, a lot of people misunderstand it. All things work together for the good when the Holy Spirit's praying.
Wow, yes.
See, people just think, well, you know, they get cancer. Well, all things work together for the good. Open up that scripture. Mm-hmm. I want to show you that. I just felt the Lord say
good.
That. Or, you know, we don't understand why they were killed in a car accident, but all things work together
and
for good.
That scripture's
That's
been
not
distorted.
True. It's been distorted. See, all things work together. I want you to read it if you can, baby.
Well, I need
you
my
got
glasses.
Your glasses. You got, can you, you
can read it.
You need glasses?
Far sight, but I can do close.
Okay. Where is it? Romans 8,
chapter
is it?
8. Yeah.
What verse is it?
Is it 14? I don't have my glasses neither.
Let me see.
Hallelujah. Anybody get me some glasses in the studio? Praise God. Isn't that
crazy? I almost brought my glasses up.
Yes.
Chrissy will find it.
You'll see
8
it.
Right here, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
It starts with, for we know.
Oh, for we know. Let's see.
See if you can find it. It's well worth the wait. Let's all things see. Work together for the good of them.
There's no condemnation.
No, it's further down. It's further down. Hallelujah.
20 something here.
Yeah. You don't read the Bible much, do you, Chris?
Listen here. I'm working on it in 2025, everybody. Oh, here it is.
There it is.
We know that the whole creation.
What verse is that?
22.
Okay.
I believe that's it. No, here it is, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son,
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Okay, do me a favor. We're doing it. Go in there and get me them glasses. Bring them in. You can bring them in. Come on in, Todd. It don't make no difference.
Todd's here.
Hallelujah.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's Todd. You know, and I want to explain that.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me have that.
See. Here you go, Brother Jesse.
Now, you see what I'm saying? Now, Romans 8 is one of the most wonderful scriptures you've ever seen. I know what's that. You know, and I want to read a little bit of this. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. This is why it's coming up to that. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. And now verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The reason why I'm saying that, so you can understand
it
why this...
It leads into the promise.
It's leading into it. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. For we are saved by hope, but by hope is seen not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope? But I got to slow down here. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise. Here's what I want to get. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
Wow.
For we know not what we should pray for, which we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Remember that. It's verse 26. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession. And we know that all things work together, verse 28, for the good to them that are loved of God. When the Spirit maketh intercession.
There you go.
You see, a lot of people take that out of context.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you know, all things work together for the good. No. not all things work together for good. It only works when the Holy Spirit is making intercession for you. I've had a lot of Lord this Is that okay?
Right. You're the guest. Yeah. We want you to share whatever's on your heart. But it's so true that a lot of people are motivated by events and things that happen in life. God's in control. That flows with that whole
That's
doctrine.
Another thing. God is not in control here. I'm going to shock you. Because if he was, there'd be no sickness. There'd be no disease. There'd be no pornography. There'd be no murder. Where is God in control?
In heaven. Right.
Is there any sickness?
Nope.
Murder? Jealousy? Malice? Why? God's in control. The lease that is about ready to run out, man has had this lease for quite a few thousand years. And when Jesus comes back, none of this stuff, this goes away.
Wow. Right.
See, so all things work together for the good. When?
When?
The Holy Spirit is making intercession.
And you're being, because if you're led by the Spirit, the Bible says you are the sons of God. So we're led by the Spirit. That doesn't mean everything is perfect. It just brings, I just thought about how when the Apostle Paul was put in prison, some people saw it as a bad thing, but he saw it as an opportunity.
You better know it.
Because he was right there and he was able to win many people to the Lord. And then God did deliver him out of that.
Sure.
And like he said, they would, but that the testimonies are in there. But where, no matter where God places you, you can come out victorious.
Yes.
But some people will use that scripture and say, well, this sickness, God put the sickness on me to teach me something because, you know, all things work together for the good. Well, that's not a good thing. God does good things.
And when the Holy Spirit maketh intercession.
And you listen and you obey.
You got a beautiful baby, Sophia.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you and your wonderful husband, do y'all get excited when she gets sick?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, do you say this? Well, you know, all things work together for the good. No, you'll stay up with that
baby.
And
she's going to learn how to blow her nose. Yeah. I mean, you don't think of that.
She kind of does need to do that soon, though. It's getting a little...
You got to pump
it. I got that little suction thing.
Oh, God. That
we need to grow out of that stage.
Oh, I hate that.
But no, I hate that.
But that's what I mean.
I hate it.
And I hear people say that all the time, and I want to go, no! When the Holy Spirit... I got to read this so you'll understand. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth thy infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for. As we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Let me explain that statement. There's sometimes the Holy Spirit will begin to pray through you. You don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, like one time I didn't understand this. This is many, many years ago as I developed my relationship and fellowship with God. I just felt, I felt scratchy. I'm not about sick inside my spirit. Like, So I began to rebuke. Let me finish it. I began to rebuke the devil, but it wasn't the devil. The Lord said, that's not the devil, Jesse. That's the Holy Spirit making these things with groans and others cannot be mentioned. I went, oh, it's praying for someone I may not know.
Yes.
So I just got quiet and let the Holy Spirit do that. You see, to help someone's infirmity. Might have been in Africa, might have been in India. I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Well, the Old Testament called it the burden of the Lord.
Right.
We don't understand that term so much. That's what you would
say. So remember that, especially at any time. All things work together for the good when the Holy Spirit is making intercession for you with groanings and utterings that cannot be mentioned. Why can't they be mentioned? Because the devil doesn't know what the Holy Spirit's praying.
He's
not a faith devil. He's a flesh devil. See, so he can't know anything spiritual. So that's just a little Bible lesson. Let's go back to the program.
That.
Did you like that?
Yes.
If you don't mind, I know first Sunday in January, I'm so excited that you'll be in the church and it'll be broadcast all over the world, setting the theme for that. In fact,
a lot
of people may have already gotten our magazine, which is on the cover of the magazine. I don't know if you want to share that with us.
Okay. Well, the whole thing is, I hate to leave 2024's theme.
It was great.
It's one of the best, you know. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, no. Give God a job. And you've used that many times.
Oh, yes.
You have too. Okay. You know, but so I was praying and I said, now, Lord, do you have a theme? You don't have to give me a theme for the whole year. I mean, I just preach stuff as the Lord directs me every year and whatever. I don't have to have a theme per se. And something came up in my mind that my daughter asked me many, many years ago, Jody. And she said, I'll never forget this. This is probably 20 years ago, maybe longer. She said, Dad, everything you touch prospers. It seemed like, my God, everybody's struggling and you're just walking along. And I said this. Well, you want to know why, Jody? People think, well, you know, he's got great faith. Well, thank you for thinking of me like that, but I don't think I have any more faith than you do. But I might have a little more obedience. There's a difference right there. Mm-hmm. Better to obey than to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'll tell you why. I've been a success going somewhere to succeed. I create my world and I walk in it. And when the Lord brought that up, so the theme for 2025 is create your world and walk in it. Now, here's, I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to preach this. Is it January the 5th?
First, yes.
At 10 a.m. at Covenant Church. I hope many people come because I'm going to set this theme in order for the whole year of 2025.
Right.
See, when you create your world and walk in it, now I'm going to tell both of y'all, I'm going to hold your hands. Satan can't walk in your world, Chrissy.
That's awesome.
He can't walk in your world, Kathy.
Wow. Amen.
Why? Because you are spirit-led beings.
Come
now,
on,
if
Jesus.
You keep Satan out of your world, it's going to be a lot better.
Wow.
Think about that. The only time people have church trouble is when they let Satan come in their world.
And you create your world, I guess, with the words
yes,
of
with
your
the
mouth.
Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He tells me, he said, I'll give you your need, I'll give you your desire, I'll give you your want. But if I don't know what I need, if I don't know what I desire, and I don't know what I want.
Or with the word promises.
Or if I don't know where I'm going, I'm mm-hmm. not going to want to get there.
Right.
See, that's so true. To me, the word of God is my constitution for life. I'm
it.
Really a textualist.
Right.
That's what the text says. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what I am, a textualist. I learned that statement from a man that was a Supreme Court justice many, many Anthony. Years ago.
Anthony
Scalia, I think is that
what?
Was a phenomenal judge. And they called him a conservative. And he said, well, thank you for saying that. And he said, but no, I'm a textualist. And boy, when he said that, that went off of me like a shotgun. You know, it was just such a blessing. So create your world. Because you see, if you don't want sickness in your life, don't walk in Satan's world because he creates sickness. He puts it. So walk in yours. Mm-hmm. If you don't want financial trouble, get out of his world. And walk in yours. And watch it. Well, I'm creator. I'm giving y'all a little bit of my message.
I'm so excited.
Well, listen
about
this. To this. You have the DNA of God.
Hallelujah.
What is God? A creator.
Yes.
So are you. Now,
I'm excited.
What did you do, you and your wonderful husband? Y'all got together and created something.
Created Sophia.
Sophia.
Marie.
That's what I'm talking about. It was a creation. Now, I don't mean this to be in bed. It wasn't just sex. Damn, I got the craziness on their mind. It was a creation.
She was a soul coming, yeah.
Yeah, you understand. And now look what this creation is doing for you and your husband. It brings such joy. And when they see her, you know, she's a beautiful child, really. Blessed. It's a creation.
Yes,
when
thank
God
you,
gave
Jesus.
Us Jody, wasn't just messing around. You know, people think that. It was a creation. It was DNA. From God Almighty, let us make man, let us make Jody, let us make Sophia. Yeah. Exact same thing.
In our image, in our likeness, yes. God said,
yeah.
And God was a creator. His likeness is to create, and he wants us to do the same. And the children we create, we want to impart these same principles into them and to our spiritual children as well. This is why we have all the programs that we have on the
podcast. And Satan lost God's DNA.
Sure he did.
Completely.
It was corrupted.
Completely. Well, it actually, it died. He's decaying constantly. We're growing constantly.
Wow. We're increasing.
So that's going to be January the 5th at 10 a.m.
You're
going
to have to tune in. You have to be
here. I hope you can come. I would tell people, fly here.
Yes.
Oh, come on down.
I'm telling you.
We love it.
I mean, this anointing of, it's the blessing of God. And I believe it's going to be just as powerful as the one that... that God gave us in 2024.
I think it's going to be more powerful because that's what God always does. He always brings us to a higher level.
Let me give you an example and watch what this. This girl used our, we didn't know she was going to say it. Maybe she didn't know she was going to say it.
I did.
We had a wonderful Christmas party.
For the staff.
For our staff. And they were having a wonderful time. And we gave away gifts at the party, okay? All kinds of stuff, I don't know. And Kathy decided to give some monetary gifts away. One for $400, I think. One for $800 and one for $1,000. I think the biggest one was $1,000.
It was the grand prize.
The 12 gifts of Christmas is what we call it.
I mean, you know. So watch
different
this.
Different things.
So, and they were picking names out of a little jar and then everybody just at the table. And they said, okay, this is for the $1,000 gift, the grand prize. So Kathy pulls it. And you can't see the name, you know, just pulls them out like that. Christine, her sister, was helping her and says, Christy. Chrissy screamed and said, I gave God a job. Now, that was that was the theme for 2024.
Yeah.
What are you going to be saying? in 2025.
Right.
You know, I love that, boss. It was such, first of all, just to be at that party and both of you blessing us so much with those gifts. Always gifts involved, always so much fun. The food was amazing. But this year, I've just learned to take the limits off completely.
Amen.
You know, every year while I'm here, I've been here actually January 1st. I make 5 years at the ministry. I'm so excited about it. And I learned so much because when you're in it, day in and day out, reading the comments, listening to the content. I get to sit in the boardroom chats and be on the program with you both. It's such an honor. But it really, this year, with that theme, take the limits off. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. So whether it's winning the grand prize or getting your family saved or raising your baby or seeing that healing manifest, it's all possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live this gospel.
It's living truth.
I'll tell you, the first thing Kathy does, she'll get up in the morning, she'll go to the car park and get her a cup of coffee and then grab her Bible and start doing her devotion. I'll do my devotion. And sometimes, if I go to say something, she says, I'm doing my devotion. Mm-hmm. And I shut up. And then sometimes she'll say, hey, Jack, I said, I'm doing my devotion. And it's not a shot. We're not shutting each other down. It's just that this is God's time.
It's important. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we respect that space, but we love being together while we do it. And then sometimes we'll get to share. Jesse will say, Kathy, what are you reading?
Yeah.
Or what is the Lord saying? And then we go into this wonderful conversation time and just share together at that point. But this is why I'm so excited about another new direction that we're doing in 2025.
Ooh, yeah. Can I say this other statement?
You sure can.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing daily TV broadcasts.
Yes.
We'll be starting in the new year on social media.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? We are so ready. Team JDM's gearing up. It's a lot of work, but we're getting it done. We're getting it done.
Yeah, we're going to be pumping out more and more content than we've ever done in the past. So this is a whole new direction, and the staff's ready for it.
Explain this to me. I'm seeing it on the teleprompter.
Yeah. Well,
the Thanksgiving live stream results.
So
on YouTube only there?
YouTube and X. It used to be Twitter, but now it's called X.
That's something we did, but during the Thanksgiving holiday and the Christmas holiday, we did a 24-hour live stream of different programming and things. It was like a little tapping our toe into what that would be like. Because we don't know if God has that in the future
hours.
For 24/7,
and let me
24
tell
hours
you,
a day.
Ms. Kathy, people loved it. People were commenting that JDM streaming 24/7. I mean, how blessed they were. And we did it on Thanksgiving, and we did it also on Christmas.
Well, Christmas on YouTube, I think, was over 5,000. And on X, over 2,000. Mm-hmm. Then Christmas stream on YouTube and X started on Christmas?
Yeah, it was actually Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, and then into Christmas Day.
Yeah, and so it was 24/7 pop, different programming and different things
that
we've
done. You can tell I don't know much about all this stuff.
But
you know, I'm just in front of the camera.
But the point is, I want to know if you enjoyed it.
Yes,
was your life impacted? Did you watch it? Did you like it? Because everything we do here is with you in mind. Mm-hmm. We love ministering the Word of God, and we want you to grow, and we love getting the testimonies about how you're being touched.
Yes.
And then also, just at the close of 2024, we've just recently brought out your new book.
Look,
I know I've been talking about it on my previous
Notes
programs.
From a Vision Specialist. There it is. And there he is, thinking.
That is so good.
I live, eat, and breathe thinking, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, thank you. I am a Vision Specialist. That's not arrogance. I know where I'm going, and I know what I'm going to do when I get there. I've been knowing it from the day when God called me in the ministry. You know, I've been preaching... come January 1 on your anniversary for us, I'll be preaching 49 years. And I preached my first message the first week of January 1976 at Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple in Houma, Louisiana.
I'll never forget it.
Not something. And it was just such a blessing. From that day forward, I have never pastored, ever. I've never changed anything in my ministry in terms of the calling that God called me. Call me the evangelist. I've got a prophetic edge about me. I flow in the prophetic quite a bit. But I'm just saying, I know what I was doing. And then Kathy became a pastor. I never forget when Kathy told me, Jess, we need to build a church. I said, woman, you done lost your ever-loving mind. Now watch this. You know, and I went to the Lord. I said, God, I don't know how to pastor. I've never pastored a church. He said, I didn't ask you to. Mm. And I thought, you know, that's right. He said, but I'm going to get her to do that. And she's doing a phenomenal job.
Yes.
So, see, it didn't make any difference, you know, When you know in whom you have believed, then you're persuaded.
Vision. Right. When God gives you a vision, it's going to come to pass.
You want me to offer
Chris,
this book?
Chris, you'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can go to jdm.org for your donation of $5 or more and buy them. I mean, it's a great tool that you can read yourself or get together with a Bible study with your, business leaders.
If you want to do people's hair?
Yeah.
That's a vision. Well, you got to know how to do that. Not just the how to fix the hair, but how to get there. And that's what that's about.
Well, I love the statement. It says, make the vision real. God is the creator and we're made in his image. So we should be creators too. So that flows with your theme in 2025 as well. And we also have it in Espanol.
Espanol.
Isn't that great?
I love the way the Spanish ministry is growing so much. It really keeps increasing.
It really is.
Let me give you an idea of a vision. And I saw that. I met this man on the West Bank of New Orleans probably, 10 years ago, and he bought this shopping center, this big, huge building. And I thought, normally you look for a tenant, to rent it so he could rent it. What he did, he broke the building up in cubicles of about maybe 8 foot by 8 foot or something, almost like a jail cell. And he, watch this. And this was a great idea. And he leased just that for different people that wanted to do things. Like one lady, she just wanted... She needed a place to do hair for people, and they would come. And she was, just busy all the way through. And it didn't cost a lot of money on rent. And he filled up the whole building like that with people who have ideas, insights, and
concepts. It's basically a retail mall inside.
This is not very big. Mm-hmm. And what happened was,
they rent
some people
spaces.
Can't go to the mall and rent when they play. It costs a lot of money.
It does.
And they could do it there. And people were flowing in. You know who I'm talking about? I can't remember his name. Michael Mille introduced him to me. It was just such a blessing to see that. And I thought, that's a God idea.
Yeah.
That's a vision specialist. And I'm pretty sure this girl that was doing hair said, I can't afford going buy a place. But it wasn't hardly that much money.
It's amazing how his vision helped other people's vision get to where they needed
to
be. And so we're connected on purpose for God's purpose. And this is what it's all about.
And you got something coming up that people love. And it's the Glorious Conference.
Yes, plans are already making plans for the March 7th and 8th. Glorious Conference is going to be the first. We're going to have something very new during that time. Of course, I'll be preaching that night. We're going to have great decorations, great prizes, as we always do, great worship, time of ministry and prayer. But Jesse will be there with me for our very first live chat right there on the platform.
On the platform,
we're going to bring this table probably out there, and we're going to just do a chat.
Praise the Lord. The whole thing is, We go back to the theme, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. But we can't do it until we create our world and walk in it, see? And you know, God has always asked me this. I said, Lord, what are we going to do? I'll not forget, he said, you tell me. You're my hands.
Wow.
You're my feet. You're my voice box.
Right.
Now you tell me. And I never thought of it like that. He said, my DNA's in you. What are you going to create today?
That's good.
My God, man. This is going to be a great
thing. I'm excited about the whole of 2025 because I know you've already written a lot of the partner letters.
Oh, God,
And
I hope we get last year I wrote that book, Give God a Job. It was the book I never intended to write.
It was done before.
It before all my years of ministry. Well, I got a feeling that I'm going to do another book on this Create Your World and Walk in It because I started writing again, and then my finger went blue. I just kept writing and writing and writing, and all I wanted to do was write a partner letter.
For 1 month.
How many months you've done already? 12.
You did them all?
I did them all.
Oh, praise God.
I think we're going to make a book out of that one.
So
it's a blessing. But, we're always thinking about what we can do, and I want to tell the men, there are a lot of women sneak into Kathy's Glorious Conference. It's a woman's conference.
Well, you're going to be there.
Especially for the Boardroom Chat Live event. It's the first one of its kind.
Yeah, the Boardroom Chat is probably our most popular social media program.
But I hope you can come March the 7th and the 8th. And the food in New Orleans is great. You can have fun. It's really just a Friday night and a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And anybody can do a Friday night and a Saturday morning.
It's great.
Morning.
It really
is. It is a blessing.
So much fun.
So anyway,
it is good.
I'm so excited that I see what the Lord has told me. And I'm 75 years old at the time you're seeing this. I used to think, how can I go to the... I can't live long enough to go to the world, but buddy, social media can do it.
Yeah, and our partners help us to do that. That's why I'm so thankful.
I
love giving, taking time during a glorious living.
Let me say, partners,
our partners.
You bought this fake app.
And it's gold.
It's pretty. It's gold. Well,
I ordered like a whole stack of them from Amazon. It wasn't pricey. It looks pricier than it is. I like a bargain. Anyway, but it's beautiful.
You bought this table. Because we need these, you call them props, call them what you want, whatever. You built this studio. In fact, one lady built this studio. It was just such a blessing of the Lord.
Oh, wow, it's amazing. One donation.
And it's a lot of money, man. And cameras and lights and all that kind of stuff is amazing. And if you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. Because the anointing of increase, I say it not in a braggatory way. I don't know if that's the right word or not. But the anointing of increase is on me. It is on me. And I want it to come upon you. And there are a lot of people. You go see some of the ministers that are ordained with me, that are my spiritual sons. And they will tell you, since I hooked up with Jesse the Plant, I am so blessed. And in fact, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, you know, he's a great friend of mine, one of my spiritual sons as well. He told me, he said, even Adala said, since we met him and started, just be one of his pitches, we've had $3.1 million donors. It's on me. I'm not looking for myself. I'm telling you, it's on me. I want it to come upon you. If you'd like to be a partner, there's several ways you can give. You can go to jdm.org if you like, or you can use PayPal. I don't know what PayPal is, but I know people use it.
It's a good thing.
You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. Or you can, Kathy likes the JDM free app. You select the giving you want. Or you can do like I do. You can just mail in an old-fashioned donation, a check, you know.
Actually, what you do is say, Kathy, write the check.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I don't know when you've written a check. but you make them all good.
I don't want to during the 21st century. I like, you know, people don't lie. I don't carry a cell phone. People freak out over that, you know. Now when I'm on the road and I'm away from Kathy, I'll carry a phone. Since the kids, they need to get a hold of me. But I mean, those kind of things are just amazing. So I wanted to give you a little update, and I hope I'm not taking over your
program. Close out 2024 with a bang, bringing the boss on.
These are the best bosses in the world. I love you guys.
Well, we have the best staff. It's easy to be a boss with a staff like we have.
We got a good staff. We have very long-term employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing how long people stay with me. Well, we do the best we can for them.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And I want to thank our partners. I want to say it in advance. Thank you for all these years you've never stopped. Mm-hmm. And so 2025, I believe, will be a year of a double-double
as we
go and preach this glorious gospel.
Amen.
But I'll be honest with you, you'll never be a day without prayer.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that just to make you feel good. We pray for you daily, me and Kathy.
That's right. This
ministry does too.
Yes, 24/7.
And Kathy, you got a new book coming out also.
Yes, it's already at the printers.
It's at the printers.
I think it's going to come out in February. It's called The Power of Prayer. I'm so excited about it because it's the key to creating your world.
Amen.
It's really connected with what the theme is that God gave us, because we talked about the scripture in Romans today during our time here, our discussion, and about how we have to pray according to what the Holy Spirit is praying through us. So I give a lot of insights about that. It's going to be awesome.
So great.
And I'm just looking forward to putting it in the hands of people, because prayer really unlocks the great promises of God. Prayer is basically communication with God.
It's the language of God.
We just communicate with Him, as He wants to bless His children. He wants to pour out His blessings, and we need to know how to access
His presence.
Here's
something you can start working on right now. I know you have a relationship with God, but you got to go another step. Mm-hmm. You got to have a fellowship with God. And people think the only time is that on Sunday morning. No, it's daily. Not just a devotion, fellowship. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Yeah. Begin to develop that. And it's amazing how your life will change
even greater,
and it'll be a blessing.
Man. I love it. Boy, this has been rich.
I know. Yeah.
I'm so good.
I'm all charged up. I'm ready for 2025 to create my world and walk in it.
Come on, girl.
And I know that so
Well, you ahead, you're
going to
$1,000.
Yes. I felt like I was on the price. Come on down. I was so excited.
And she came on down and got that money.
Yeah, full of abundant blessings. You know, I love when you say, boss, that the Lord's overwhelmed you
with
the blessings. So I know that people watching today, you've been overwhelmed with His goodness just by watching, and that you're ready to step into the next year and experience those abundant blessings for yourself.
That's so good. And that's really what glorious living is all about.
Amen.
That's why we do these weekly web shows, because we want you to realize that God wants to give you a glorious life. No matter what you're going through today, God can always bring you up to a higher level.
That's true.
Is this called a podcast?
It can be.
It can be. You can call it. Some people call it that.
Podcast.
We call it a web show.
Web
sometime.
Show, podcast. All good content. Binge watching JDM. Well, all
day.
Let
me just say this. This today reminds me of June the 2nd, 1967. Kathy drafted me to be on this show, and I got drafted June the 2nd, 1967, and she called me up. She said, I need a guest. Oh, how did you say that?
I called the booking department. You happened to be in the room, and I said, I want to book Jesse Duplantis on Glorious Living. It's our final program of the year. I want to have, and so he says, okay.
You gave God a job. Look.
I got my black t-shirt
on. I'm creating my world.
And you're walking in it.
And we're walking in it.
Anyway, thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming back. I hope you'll come back again in 2025.
Yes.
Okay, you got it. So it's in
writing. I got it down.
We're going to book it. And thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you have a great, happy new year, and I look forward to seeing you next time right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.